1 Corinthians 14 and verse 1, it says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. In chapter 13, it's talking about love. It's called the love chapter. And it's telling us what love is and what it isn't. And he's giving us instruction, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. But the love part is what's going to give power to those gifts. Because the spiritual gifts that we seek, our motivation has to be love. It says, and especially that you may prophesy, which is a wonderful example of what happened here this morning. But the prophecy, the motivation in that is out of his spirit of love, out of a caring for the person that you're speaking to. And it goes on to say, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort. And comfort to men. And so, we're going to focus in on activating you in the prophetic. But the realm that we're going to do the activation is in this realm, which is edification, exhortation, and comfort. This morning you heard some words that were more in the prophet's realm, where they were giving instruction, seeing specific things, time, dates, things like that. But that's not the realm that we're going to be prophesying in this morning. There's some of you that are actually called to be prophets. But sometimes we're developing in that area. There's a process of, you know, as far as in the prophet's realm, it doesn't just happen overnight. There's a calling there, but there's a process that we have to walk through, and it's not an easy one. But it says edification, the instruction or improvement of a person morally and intellectually. So edification, it's helping them. It's speaking words to them to help a person improve. Exhortation is an address or communication empathetically, urging somebody to do something. The example in the dictionary, it says exhortation to eat well. So exhortation is do well. Do what's beneficial to you. Comfort. The noun version of comfort is a state of physical ease and freedom from pain or restraint. The verb form is ease of grief or distress. Ease of grief or distress of or console. There's an example. She broke down in tears and her friend tried to comfort her. So you know what? God gives us words of exhortation for people. He gives us words to comfort them and exhort them. And those are the areas that we're going to be focusing in on this morning. We wanted to, Mary and I and Eleanor, we wanted to just talk with you a little bit about how we hear God. And maybe in doing that, you could, you know, many of you, you're already hearing God. I mean, it's amazing the prophetic words that we're hearing already. But we'll just give you a few examples of how we hear God. And I was thinking about, well, yeah, God, I hear you in this still small voice. And when I was thinking about that, I said, yeah, I've heard that scripture before. I know I read it, but it's been a while. And gee, where does that come from? And it was the prophet Elijah. The prophet Elijah had done so many different things. He had crushed the opposition, but then he was distressed because Jezebel said, I'm going to kill you. So he ran off, and he was searching for the Lord in his distress. And that's in 1 Kings 19. He said, in verse 11, he says, go out, stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountainside and broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord. That's a strong wind. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. A still, small voice. So, you know, the Lord, he created those things. He created the earthquake. He created the fire. He created the wind. But Elijah wasn't hearing the Lord in that. He says, a still small voice. So it was when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? And you know what, at the beginning he says, he heard that before, what are you doing here before, Elijah? But he didn't hear it because he was distressed. But now he's heard it. He finally allowed the calmness in his heart to come and allowed the Lord to give him peace. And then he heard the voice of the Lord. And the Lord tell him, I want you to go and anoint this one as king and this one as king. And this is what's going to happen within the kingdom. That's the still small voice of allowing ourselves, we're all going to have things that are happening in our life that cause us distress. And that's not the best time for us to hear the Lord. But we can hear the Lord in distress if we'll say, Lord, I calm my heart before you. I ask that you would give me that calmness that I can hear you clearly. And when that happens, amazing things can take place. He'll give us wisdom. He'll give us instruction. He'll give us direction. And so we're just going to share with you a few things about how we hear God. And then we're going to do some activation in the prophetic. So This actually happened to me. I got activated in the prophetic. It was something that I didn't expect, but I'll go through the process with you after a while. But when this happened to me, I began to hear things. And then one of the things that Mary did is my wife, Eleanor, she's more in the a gift of a prophet, which is a little bit different. I flow in more in the prophetic, but my main gift is being a pastor. So when I give prophetic words, it's more in the bent of a pastoral word. So it's more of the edification, exhortation, and comfort. But a word spoken in season, how sweet it is. And that's where we all can be, is that word spoken in season. So Mary had invited me and Eleanor to speak at, actually to pray for people at one of her conferences. We didn't know Mary very much, but we sure liked her, and we sure liked her conferences. And she asked us, and my wife said, yes! And I said, yes? Okay. Because my wife, she was already, you know, flowing in who she is. But I was not flowing in the prophetic. But I said yes, and that's what we're going to say today, is yes. And so what happened is we went into this room, and Eleanor and I brought a tape deck. Remember tape decks? We had some wonderful music on that tape deck, and we just pushed the play button like that. And just got the music going. And there was chairs in this room. It's like, wow, there's 10 chairs in this room. And so people started coming in. And every one of those chairs filled up. And I was just kind of looking at the people. And I looked at my wife, and she was, yes. And I was just kind of looking at the people. And so the time came when all the people were there. So we closed the door. So there's no real way of escape. And Eleanor said, let's pray for him. So we went over to the first person. And she started praying for that person. She started prophesying to that person. And all of a sudden, when she was prophesying to the person, I saw this vision. You ever been to the laundromat? They have those big commercial dryers, and in those dryers, there's a window in the dryer. You look in the dryer and you see those clothes going around in a circle. Well, that's what I saw. And I'm saying to myself, saying to the Lord, what is this? What am I supposed to do with this? I mean, I see a dryer. So my wife got done. What a powerful word she gave. And she stopped and she looked up at me, and I looked at her. And I said, I just saw this vision. And you know, in the laundromat, the dryers with the glass. And I saw the clothes going around in the circle. I didn't say it like that, but just for drama's sake. But when I told her the picture, it's like the word of the Lord just came. And I began to say, the Lord has been preparing his garments for you. He has washed them. He has cleaned them. They're in the dryer. And the things that he wants you to do, he's prepared. And now I see him laying those garments over your shoulders. And I just started pressing into that word, and the word of the Lord just came for her and to her. And she began to start weeping. And I was just amazed how that works. And I said, all right, Lord, you and me. So we went along and we prayed for a few other people. And then Eleanor, we came and she was so good at going first and going first. And then we came to this one person. She looked at me and said, you go first. Wait a second. Wait a second. So I looked at this person and I heard this song. And I looked at the person and I said, I'm hearing this song in my head. And the song that I'm hearing is, help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda. And then as soon as I said that, because I had nothing before that, it's like the word of the Lord. He dropped something in my spirit to say, and I told this lady, I said, the Lord, he has prepared you to help people. Specifically, there's going to be young ladies that are going to come to you and say, I need your help. Can we talk? Can we sit down together? And the word just kind of went on and on and on, and just kind of, it was interesting. I even saw her sitting in like a trailer with the light on and just different things like that. But it was interesting. And so I got done with the word, and Eleanor gave her a word also and prophesied. And then when we were done, she says, I just have to tell you something, that my name is Rhonda. So you know what? God is able, he's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't respect me more than he respects you. And what he'll do for one, he'll do for another. And what Kingdom Alliance is about it's about training. It's about realizing our inheritance in God, and we just want to help people, help you, help whoever is willing to come in and just seek after what God has for them. And there's a rich inheritance in that. There's so many things that have happened when my wife has given us words for our family. We've lived in the same house now for 23 years, and we only got that house because my wife says, God is going to give us a house, and we need to start looking for it. And I didn't make near as much money as I needed to buy a house, but I said, okay, by the word of the Lord. And I'll make this short, but you know what? God gave me a new job in that time that I didn't even apply for. Somebody called me up and said, hey, I told these people about you. They want you to come and talk to them. Next thing I know, I'm hired. And I won't tell about the bank. The bank says, even though you make enough money, we can't give you the loan because you haven't been there long enough. The manager who didn't know me said, I'll vouch for you. You're permanent. He told that to the bank. They gave us the house. That's just a really short story about that. And so many things that have happened for us by the word of the Lord, catastrophes that have been avoided and blessings that have come by the word of the Lord. And for me, there was an activation that took place for me to hear his voice. And now I don't just prophesy in places like this in church. Sometimes I'll be sitting down next to somebody in a restaurant or whatever, and the Lord just speaks to me. And by faith, I'll just step out and say, this is what I'm hearing. I'll try to explain it to them a little bit, and I'm not going to say, thus saith the Lord. And that's not what we're going to say here today either. It's more like, I hear the Lord saying this. This is what I hear. Just say, this is what I hear. And when that happens, it's amazing because I just see tears start flowing out of their eyes because the Lord, our God, had something to say to them that he wanted them to know that will create life in their circumstances. So we'll go through the activation process here in a little bit, but I want to let Mary and Eleanor come up and speak to us about some of their experience and how they hear God as well. So who wants to go first?
I'm going to keep this really short because Robert's done an excellent, excellent job. And you know, Eleanor and I are both prophets. Prophets are, they'll hear differently than most people. So it's a little bit, you have to filter that through your mindset. So you understand that we're just have a different calling. Robert so well defined his pastoral gifting, and you can hear the pastor's gift in his prophecies, can't you? How comforting they are, that word for Rhonda, and that just the comforting way he delivers it. Prophet's words can come across a little harder and a little stronger, so I just want you to know you don't have to be hard and strong. Today we're just starting out with saying yes to the Lord. The first time I ever prophesied, I didn't have a word at all. I just had this feeling on the inside, and it scared me to death. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to do anything public at all because I was so shy back then, and I had such a fear of man. But here was the difference. I was more afraid of disappointing God than I was afraid of man. I was afraid if I didn't say yes to him, he wouldn't ask me again. And I'd be one of those left behind, not having a gift. And so when I felt that unction in me, I just got up and went to the mic and I just stood there shaking. I didn't have anything. I didn't have a vision. I didn't have a picture. I didn't have a word. Nothing. Nada. But I said yes to God, and I took the mic, and I waited. Longest 30 seconds of my life. Wasn't long, and suddenly this word came, just a simple word. And the minute I said that simple little phrase, the whole message boomed out. It shocked me, I think it shocked as much as it shocked everyone else. So, what I want to emphasize is all I had to do was say yes to the Lord. And I had to keep saying yes to the Lord. Because if I let fear hold me back, it would make it harder to get up the next time or harder to deliver the word the next time. And so the whole process was a process of overcoming fear. Now, one of the primary ways that I hear from the Lord is dreams and visions. Open dreams, open visions, night visions. And he just shows me things to come. But he shows me a lot about things that are happening for our nation or the state of Alaska. And I don't hear often for people individually unless I'm praying for them. And the minute I start to pray for them, I start to see. I'm a seer, so I see pictures and visions, and that's what Robert also has, that gifting, and so does Eleanor, to where you just see. And you may not always understand what you see, but boy, is it great to start pressing into understanding. Wait on your gift. Press into understanding and let God train you in how you are to function in your gift. Some of you here, you hear the Lord speaking to you. I have a friend of mine who's a prophet. She hears God's voice all the time. I hear occasionally, but not that way openly, but not as often. Some people are seers. That's my primary gifting as a seer. Some people just have that discernment, that little inkling on the inside. That's how I started out. I had that little inkling, that little nudge, and I suddenly was terrified to find out he wanted me to say something. Then he waits for you to say yes. Sometimes he'll take pieces a little bit here, a little bit there. It's like a puzzle. There's actually a Hebrew word for it, tsunami, which means putting together pieces of a puzzle. And, you know, God loves to do things like that. He loves to be a part of that process with us. So he'll build that in. Another time, way that I hear from God is through song. He'll send me a scripture or a song, a secular song, like Robert had Help Me Hunt Rhonda. And God, you know, musicians hear from God. They don't even know half the time they're hearing from God, but they're hearing from God. And they'll write these songs that are absolutely prophetic. So songs, I love music, so God will speak to me through songs. And he'll also speak to me through circumstances. When everything's lining up and you see 444 everywhere, you know God's speaking to you about 444. Get into the Word of God and start finding out what it means. The Word of God is your primary manual. That's a primary way that you hear from the Lord.
Wow, very good. I'll just keep this short and to the point. Appreciated that teaching this morning, Robert, and for your exhortation, Mary, and how you hear from the Lord. Each of us are so unique. We are so just handcrafted and handpicked by God to be and do what he's called us to be and to do. We don't choose ourselves. He chooses us. He decides what we're going to be and what we're going to do. It's him. And he gets all the glory. I remember the first time I heard God's voice when I was about 9, and I wasn't a Christian then, but I heard his voice when I was about 9. I've always had this longing in my heart to know God. And he said, one day you will know me. And that never left. I heard his voice out here. I was walking along the riverbanks in my village. And I had this longing in my heart as a little girl. And he answers that longing in each and every one of us. He sees that longing in your heart. Even before you voice it, he sees that place in your being that as you lean into it more and more, he comes in by his spirit and he answers that. And I could feel the longing in your hearts right now. I could feel the spirit man just wanting. It's screaming out, I've got to have more. I've got to have more. I could hear it in the spirit. I hear your spirit man longing. In fact, the bride, the body of Christ, is longing for more. It's screaming out for more. And God sees that. And he supersedes all of the stuff and he goes right to our spirit man. You know, the sound, the vibrations that we were talking about last night, our spirit man vibrates. Our spirit man has an ear to hear what the spirit is saying. In fact, a lot of times I hear a person's spirit, even when their voice might be saying something else. It's like when I get around, especially like after my son's death, I could feel people's spirits. You become very, very sensitive in the spirit realm. And it was hard for me to be around certain people that I felt like was going to pull on me, you know. And that's how in the spirit, when I get around certain people, you can either advance or it can restrict you. And I didn't know I was going to talk about this morning. I had no clue. But the Lord is looking at our spirit man right now. He's looking at the longing of your heart, and he's going to go to that. Amen. Amen. Let him do it. All it just takes is a whoosh. So before I got filled with his Holy Spirit, I just said, I want whatever they have, whatever that thing is called. I didn't even know what it was called. Shh. He just goes, shh. He goes right to that. He goes right to it. Shh. So let him do that. He's so good. He's so good. But the breaking that I've had to go through over the years, the breaking, the dying, the making, the molding, the yielding. And so we are each born with a gift. Every single one of us, it's free. The gift is, it's free. Love, it's free. The anointing, it's Christ, the anointed one. He crushes. There's a crushing we go through. And the authority comes through the experiences we have. The authority comes. And so allow the Lord to minister through each other, give each other grace. And tonight, I want to remind you tonight, we have Randy Basket tonight. It's going to be amazing. I know it is.